Ale pozor na to, váš.
Já vím, jak jsem se žal džule večeři.
That's an excerpt from Citizen Havel, a new fly on the wall documentary about the former Czech president that premiered last night in Prague. The film draws on 45 hours of unique behind-the-scenes footage of Václav Havel, shot over a period of 13 years. The result is a film that lifts the curtain on the Havel presidency in a way that no other politician has been captured on screen before. Rob Cameron was at the premiere and has this report.
For more than a decade, from autumn 1992, when Václav Havel was deciding whether to run for the post of Czech president, to January 2003, when he left Prague Castle for the last time, director Pavel Koltecký followed the president everywhere he went. He shot hours and hours of footage, footage that reveals everything from picking his way through Machiavellian post-election negotiations to giving restaurant tips to the Rolling Stones.
Provence restaurant?
Provence, yes.
Very good.
It is very good, yes. I like it. I was there with the Spanish king some weeks ago. And
tragically, Pavel Koltecký died in an accident while filming in 2006, and Citizen Havel was completed by a colleague, Miroslav Janek. The film shows Havel at times the master of his country's destiny, at others frustrated at the reality of political life. Few world leaders would admit to having their every move recorded for posterity, and not all of Václav Havel's colleagues were originally keen on the idea. Former spokesman Ladislav Spacek was one of the president's closest advisers.
We have some documents about President Masaryk. 6 or 7 minutes movies, Masaryk on the horse, Masaryk cheering crowds, and that's all. And I realized now this is a great break of our history. This is the first democratic president after maybe 50 years. And it's my responsibility to let to our successors something more.
Also at the premiere was Jan Švejnár, the man who's challenging Havel's successor, Václav Klaus, at next week's presidential election.
Well, I thought it was a great informal documentary of the inside the inner circle of Havel during a very critical, important period, something that one otherwise would not be able to get. And it really is spontaneous. As you could see, I was in one of the shots, and I remember that day till today, and I remember the conversation, I remember what we talked about, I don't remember there being a camera.
So you were surprised?
Yeah, actually, it was actually amazing to see myself and everybody there, yeah.
Citizen Havel goes on general release on Thursday evening and is likely to be a big hit among Czech viewers. It's also being entered for the Berlinale Film Festival, but will the film work abroad? Foreign viewers will certainly get a kick out of watching Bill Clinton play the saxophone in a Prague jazz club, but it's less clear what they'll make of former Prime Minister Miloš Zeman knocking back the Becherovka.